And this time I know it's real, the feeling that I feel. I know if I put my mind to it, I know that I really can do it. I got my mind set on you, set on you. I got my mind set on you, set on you. But it's gonna take money.
Thanks for listening, everybody. The playlist is at wrct.org. And see ya. WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I know you love the thing you got. Never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. thanks a lot. I'm the power sod I'm used on lock. I am the pillar, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name's Mark. Thanks a lot. You think he's happy, but he's not.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name.
Hey, my name is not Mock. No, it is Mock. My name's Mock. My name's Paul, actually, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. Welcome to another fun-filled episode program, whatever you want to call it, of this this radio thing I do for you each and every week at this time. Hey, I want to let you know it's a special show tonight. Why? Because I'm actually on vacation. Took a little time off, and instead of playing a repeat show, I thought I'd do something interesting. So tonight's show for the next 4 hours are going to be album sides. It's only side A of debut albums from a variety of artists from my personal collection. So just sit back, listen, and enjoy. We'll get to it right after this message.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feel like your emotions are all over the place? A healthy routine that includes enough sleep, exercise, and proper nutrition can help you feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
We're going to kick off the program with Wilco. Released March 28, 1995, AM marked the debut from former Uncle Tupelo member Jeff Tweedy. The album didn't sell as well as Tweedy's Uncle Tupelo counterpart Jay Farrar's new project, Sunvolt. However, this album was only a precursor of what was to come from Wilco. Recorded at the Easley Recording Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, here's side one of Wilco's debut, AM.
Kiss from my lips and I box full of letters, thinking might like to read. Some things that you might like to see, but they're all addressed to me. Wish I had a lot of answers, 'cause that's the way it should be. For all these questions being directed at me, I just can't find the time to write my mind the way I want it to read. You'll come back again. And I'll still be your friend. I got a lot of your records in a separate stack. Some things that I might like to hear, but I guess I'll give them back. I wish I had a lot of answers. That's the way it should be. For all these questions being directed at me, just can't find the time to write my mind the way I want it to read. You'll come back again. And I'll still be your friend. Can't find the time to write my
If it's just your heart talking, I don't mind. If you wanna call me darling, that's just fine. That's just fine. But if it's your mind it's wandering, it'll fall in line. When I kiss your cheek, dear, every time, every time. We used to have a lot of things in common, but you know now we're just the same. Yours had more than I really wanted. Ah, honey, help me. Ah, honey, help me pick up the change. If it's just your heart talking, listen every time. Dear, you can talk my ear off anytime, anytime. But if my mind starts wandering, won't be gone long. Whenever I hear your heart talking, it's a song, it's a song. To have a lot of things in common, but you know now we're just the same. Yours had more than I really wanted. Ah, honey, help me. Come on, honey, help me pick up. Ah, honey, help me pick up the change.
problem. I think you know, I'll tell you mine before you go. You've been thinking about somebody new. That's not the issue. Secrets, I have some too. I'll tell you mine before I say goodbye to you. I've been thinking about leaving too. That's not the issue.
That was side one of Wilco's 1995 debut, AM. We'll review the track listing in order from first song on side one, which was I Must Be High, followed by Casino Queen, Box Full of Letters, Shouldn't Be Ashamed, Pick Up the Change, I Thought I Held You, and wrapping up side A with That's Not the Issue. Let's stick in a twangy set of music here for these album sides. Before I do that, I have to remind you that Mando Richard has whiskey before breakfast each and every Wednesday. Yeah, it's not just a way of life. It's his radio show. You can tune into WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m., where you'll hear a wide range of folk music, traditional and contemporary, fiddle tunes and songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. on Wednesday and an encore performance Thursday morning. Let's move back to the album sides, this time going across the country to San Diego, California, where the Beat Farmers formed back in 1983. In 1984, they were actually signed to a one-off deal with Rhino Records, and the resulting record was their 1985 debut, Tales of the New West. And I think it's worthy to note that the album was produced by Steve Berlin of Los Lobos. So let's check out side one of the Beat Farmers, Tales of the New West.
Sometimes I wanna fall asleep and die off in a dream. The music takes me back to my old past when I was young and feeling mean. And as I stand through the spotlight, it's like driving my car. We had the girls in the wheel and the bill on the stolen credit card. Singing someday we'll be stars. Now I feel the pain of growing old.
See a man stand over a dead dog by a highway in a ditch, looking down, sort of puzzled, pulling the dog with a stick. He's got his car to flung open out on Highway 31. Like if he stood there long enough, the dog would get up and run. I'll never find another lost weekend. I'll never find.
fired from a cattle drag. Up north, the ropes of the gallows was swinging in the breeze. All the wanted posters had pictures of me. I got Michael 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die. Tied what was left of my horse to a hitch. Walked into a saloon they called the Busted Bitch. I ordered up a whiskey. He asked me for my bread. I paid him 2 bits and then I pumped him full of lead. I got my Colt 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die. A lady of the evening was eyeballing me, staring down from the balcony. She walked up to me with gunpowder breath. The ace of hearts was bleeding from her hip. I dragged her upstairs by her lower lip. I got my Colt 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die. All right, lay down. She undid my boots. She untied my jeans. She untied my tubes I had tied in my teens. About that time, the front door was kicked in. Well, there stood some scumball all covered in sin. He said, "That's my woman." I said, "That's no lie." I blew a hole in him just as big as the sky. I got my Colt 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die.
That's only wishing, so I'm walking out the door, and I
That wraps up side one of Tales of the New West from the Beat Farmers with a cover song, Never Going Back, penned by John Stewart. John Stewart, he also wrote Daydream Believer by the Monkees, and that song was originally released back in the late 60s by the Lovin' Spoonful. But let's talk about the tracks as we heard them. Started off the entire set with Bigger Stones. Then we had There She Goes Again. Yeah, a Velvet Underground cover by the Beat Farmers, followed by another cover, Reason to Believe, a Bruce Springsteen song. We had Lost Weekend, that was California Kid. Never Going Back was the last song there. In fact, let me go back to California Kid. Would you believe that Peter Case and Vicky Peterson of the Bengals actually sang backup on there? And, of course, you can only recognize Country Dick Montana's vocals on that one. Hey, we'll be right back with more album sides for you right after this quick message.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey, it's the Mockster, and you are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, but I'm on vacation. I am on vacation, so what I decided for my program, rather than doing a repeat of an old program, try something different. I am actually playing for you side one of debut albums from my own personal collection. So we've heard the Beat Farmers, we've heard Wilco, and now I'm going to move into Alejandro Escovedo for his 1992 debut, Gravity. Some fun facts about Alejandro that you might not be aware of. He's actually the son of Mexican immigrants, and he is one of many professional musicians within his family. His brother Coke and Pete are well-respected percussionists. His brother Mario fronted the hard rock band The Dragons, and his other brother, Javier, was in the punk band The Zeros. Now, on top of that, he is also the uncle to Sheila E., as well as the great uncle to Nicole Richie, as Nicole's birth dad is actually Sheila E.'s brother. So in the 1970s, Alejandro was a member of the punk band The Nuns out in San Francisco, who actually had the esteemed acclaim to say they opened for the Sex Pistols at their final U.S. appearance in 1978 at the Winterland in San Francisco. Then in the 1980s, he formed bands like Rank and File, and then he had the True Believers with his brother Javier. But it wasn't really until 1992 that we saw a proper solo album from Alejandro Escovedo, and that was Gravity. To this day, he is one of my favorite songwriters and performers, so let's check out side one from Gravity.
Did you get your invitation? There's gonna be a public hanging. The bodies will swing side by side, and it's just I and I. Can you hear the hyena laughing as they tear the meat from the bone? And you look so pretty watching. The bodies swing side by side. Going home. Thank you.
I could reveal what I feel for you. Mark my words with a gentle kiss. Like St. George, I'd slay the dragon just to find I'd lost. From outside this window, there's walls between us. Outside is outside, and that's where I'll be. I'll be wrapped in the morning dew, just to find you've gone. Pour me a drink from a broken bottle. Fill my glass with the dirty water. What I've lost is gone. What I've gained has no name. I'll take my leave once more.
Thank you. Hello and speedy delivery. This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I'm in Pittsburgh. I always listen to WRCT right here in Pittsburgh. Speedy delivery to you.
die before I turn 43. Bury me beneath the justice tree. Bury me with the lies I told. Bury me